Parshas Noach. Eile told us Noach, Noach. Specifically, at the beginning of his man, when a person has to learn with a bren, with energy, with koiches, with a geschmack, it's important to know sometimes people come to complain that they're famatic. Over the mic, you have to know it's selective fatigue. For some things, is that a famatic, for some things not. And you should know that the big cloud, Eila told us Noyach, if your story is as Mishloch, the Maruzah, the Maruzah, it's Vaita Noyach. You're going to get up, you're going to be Vaita Tos. Eila told us Noyach is Noyach. The game is still like, Faker, that's from this. On finding with the bread, it should be Mamshah for the bread. At the end of the Parsha, it always says how many psukim there are, and it says a simin. It says that Parsha Noyach has Kuf Nun Gimel psukim, Bitzalel simin. So I was thinking, what's the pshat, Bitzalel simin, what's the connection? There's a famous michtav from Rav Huttner, where he says that the Torah Baharchava talks about, twice, the Torah talks about a binyan. The Torah talks about the binyan HaMishkan, in Parshas Truma, Barichos, the dimensions and the size and all the details. And you have the binyan HaTev of Parshas Noyach. He says there's a connection. He says you have to know these two binyanim is a symbolism also of what it means, the binyan of a yeshiva. He says on one hand, a yeshiva, a binyan, is a Tev HaNoyach. There's a marble outside. Gashmistika marble, Shrekelcha marble, Tachonis. The yeshiva, the binyan is a Tevas Noyach. Over a Tevas Noyach was about to be matul from the marble, but on the other hand you have the binyan of a Mishkan. The binyan of a Mishkan is a mokam of Ashroa Tashchino, a mokam of Yis'alus, a mokam of Steiging. Someone could be in a yeshiva, and for him, the yeshiva is a Tevas Noyach. And it's wichtig, and it's kedai, and it's ozayn dart not the Tevas Noyach. Over his tzugan is that he's only there of the Tevas Noyach and not realizing what the greatest aleph he can have, so he missed the boat. There's another sugi over here. And fakert, someone who's in that Tevas Noyach and he wants to make a hole in the boat, lecher, ashter, whatever that could mean, kol echad kifi ha'inyin, so that's a problem. Over the emes is mitzacheni, it's taka both, there's the Tevas Noyach and there's the Tevas and there's the Mishkan. Both are the two and only places that Rav Huttner's Madrash that the Torah Barichos discusses Bima Boitos, the size, the matzav, the measurement. So there's a tzura to them, there's a mesorah to them, there's a tzugan to it. Heva and the Mishkan. So I guess that's actually the remez that Bitzalel, the Boina HaMishkan, is the remez for Parshas Noyach. I found another smach for this. The Gemara says in Sukkah Daf Nun Bey, the Gemara brings the pasuk in Zechariah, Vayareini Hashem Arba Haroshim. And the Gemara says, who are the four Harashim? Who are the four builders? The Gemara explains the four builders are Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yosef, Elio Anavi, and Kohen Tzedek. Kohen Tzedek is Shein ben Noach. So Rashi, Mashiach, the two Mashiachim are building the Beit HaMikdash. Elio built the Mizbeach, Bar HaKarmel. And Kohen Tzedek built the Teva. It's together, he's from the Harashim. There's the Bnei HaTeva and the Bnei HaMishkan, there's a connection to that. That's a tzugam to it. Now, Eila told us, Noyach, Ikra told us, Samshel Tzadikim is my symptom. We have to know that the Enes Noyach comes from Shay, but his wife comes from Cain, right? Noyach's father was Lemech, and Noyach's wife's Namo, her father was also Lemech. From two Lemechs is geboren the ganze belt. Right, Chois Tuval Kain Namo, Zav Rashi, Zu Eishes Noyach. If you make the cheshbon of the numbers, you have to work out the details. People always say that Mr. Shelach lived the longest. Naoma Eishes Noyach lived much longer, at least 1,500 years. And from the two Lemechs. But that Lemech is from Kain, Bet. So what? Taka, the Velt comes from Kain? No. Havel Havolim Hakol Hevel. Everything is from Hevel. Hevel only lived for 49 days. He was killed by Cain in Mitten Cheshvin, is his yard site. They were born on Aleph Tishrei, was the Yoim Hashishi, and Bo'isa Yoim, they were Noilad as Boigrim, Cain and Hevel, with twins. And that was the Bikuach, who has the Bechoyra. And Hevel was killed. Over the Gilvan Neshama of Hevel, Neshama, let's talk about this, Neshama is Rosh HaTevis, Noyach, Sheis, Moshe and Hevel. Noyach Sheis Moshe and Hevel. The Gilgul Neshama of Hevel went into Sheis, and that goes into Noyach, and that went into the Nishmas Moshe Rabbeinu, Rei and Mehemna, that goes into that. And a lot of the Sforum talk about Rita, how there's a connection between Noyach and Moshe. Noyach, as we know, different than the Avos, was not Matel his door. Noyach was a Tzadik, Tzadik Tomim, but Noyach was only Matel his Mishpacha, and he was not able to be Matel the door. As opposed to Avraham Avinu, that the Skusai, the whole door was Nitzel. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Gilgul Neshama of Noyach. Moshe Rabbeinu is Moisir Nefesh for the ganze door. Mecheni Nomi Tifrecha. Mecheni is Mei Noyach. What Noyach didn't do, Moshe Rabbeinu, by the Mecheni No, is doing the Tikkun. And that's why Noyach is compared to Moshe Rabbeinu. And also the Zohar talks about this form, that Noyach is parallel to Shabbos. If we know that the Ovois, the Tor brings this down, the Emerson, the Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, that the Ovois are connected to Sholesh Regolim, the Tor brings down, and Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, and Tafim Ches, from his brother Rabbeinu Yehuda, Rabbeinu Yaakov Balatur, and brings from his brother Rabbeinu Yehuda, that the Ovois are connected, the Gimel Regolim, and of course the 12 Shvatim are connected to Chadoshim, and there's a huge Arifus, which Shevet is to which Chodesh, not for now, but the Ovois are connected to Sholesh Regolim. Avram is Pesach, Mushi Basi Ugois, Yitzchak is Shavuos, Yaakov is Nosa Sukoisa, Noyach is connected to Shabbos. Shabbos is disconnected from the other 6 days. Noyach was disconnected. The Gimel Regolim, Faker Oichel Nefesh is Mutter. It's in a weekday. It becomes Yom. It's Mischaber to the Yom, to the Yom Choyim. The Ovis is able to be Mischaber, and they Mamshech to build. Noyach was the beginner of Shabbos by Yonah. Rav Tzadik talks about it, it's Gevaita from Medrash, that the Emes and the door of the Mabel, the Eberste really wanted to give them everything. The door of the Mabel was supposed to be, Mabel is a Shefa, and they were supposed to get everything. The Medrash says in Parshas Mishpatim that they were supposed to get Torah and Karbonis and Tefillah and all those in Yonim. And they were Masarah, they weren't Zeichet. And it was supposed to be the Matan Torah. Bishagom hu Basar, it says in the end of Bereishis. Bishagom is Moshe. Bishagom, the Gemara says Mechulin, it's the same Gemara. Bishagom is Moshe. Noyach was that Bechina, and he was supposed to be the Mekabel HaTorah, and his door was supposed to get that Kabbalah HaTorah. Nifnuchu Arubay Tashomayim V'chol Mayonat HaTahoyim. The entire Shefa of the Tikkun HaOilam of Torah, Tzvila, Avoy, the Karbonis, everything was supposed to happen. And it didn't go. The Chet was Mekalgal, and the Mayim Zu Torah turned into a Mabul of Ashkosa. It was supposed to be the Kabbalah HaTorah. Later you have the Sugya of the Migdal Bobel. Migdal Bobel, Sofa Echos. It was supposed to be Torah Shabbat Peh, Talmud Bavli, Misham Lefoitzu L'chol Oilam. It was supposed to be the Hafotza of Torah, Bavel of Torah Shabbat Peh. Umisham Efitam Al Pnei Kol Oret. And again, the Chet was Mekalkal. And it was Nidche. It was Nidche till afterwards, Moshe Rabbeinu comes, Neshama, Noyach, Sheis, Moshe Hevel, Moshe Rabbeinu ends up being the Mekabal HaTorah, Saifat Torah Shabbat Ksav, Saifat Torah Shabbat Peh. The door of Noyach was before Rashi and Kehelis this Makud, that it was far past. They missed it. They missed it. They were supposed to get everything. And Abish tells Noyach to make a teva. The Muzarayim gave him the teva. The Sforim writes that the Emes, every person has to go into a teva. When you daven, every word of davening, every word of Torah is a teva. Gate Sacharayim in the teva. A person licks Sacharayim in the teva. That's the teva. We spoke before the yeshiva, the teva. Or we get a bark, you have the teva, it's a teva. The dimensions of the teva, 300, 50, and 30. Is gematria 380 is the same gematria as Shakai and the same Admus together. The same Shakai and the same Admus together is shoved to the dimensions of the teva. The evidence is when the Rebbeinu Shlom created the world. Later on, Shmi Hashem, Shmi Havaya, Lo Nidati Lahem. The Tchilas Habriya was with Shakai and with Admus. And what happened all the way in the beginning? This was from Bereishis already. As far as right, Arizal brings this. Hanochosh ishi ani v'oicher. Hishi ani means he married her. That's where Rashi brings in Soita. But hishi ani is the letters yesh me'ayin. But the emes hishi ani is the letters of Shakai and Adnos without the dalit. The chet was that they stared the dalit. Toiv lishkoid al dal toisa yoin yoin. You have to bring back the two dalits. You go to the Beis Medrash, Ashri Odom Sheinayali, Lishkoid Al Dal Toysai. Dal Toysai is the $2. The Hishiani shter the $2. You bring back the $2 and get the Rhine Beis Medrash. I still brought down. Also, it says, Mola Oretz Chomos. Chomos. Interesting. The Nochash HaKadmoini, the MS, his original name was Ches, just the letter Ches. But as a Shmira, the Eibishter put the Nun and the Shin around it. And also the Samoil, that the Tzad Hara, the MS, Mitchilo, his name was just Sen, Samach Mech. And the Eibishter adds an Aleph Lamed. So the Nochash, the Shmira was the Nun and the Shin, and the Samoil, there was a Shmira of Aleph and Lamed. But the door of Noyach shepherded the Shmira, and it was Molah Oretz Chomos. Chomos is the Ches, by itself. And the Samach Mem by itself, without the Shmira of the Nun and the Shin. The letter Nun Shin is the Shmira on the Ches of Nochosh, and the Aleph Lamed is the Shmira on the Samach Mem. But they shepherded that Shmira, and it was Molah Chomos, the Ches, and the Samach Mem. So Abishah told him to go into the Teva. The Teva is 300 Shin, Nun by 50. 30 by the Lamed, by the Aleph. That was the Teva, to bring back the Shmira on the Chomos, to bring the Shmira on the Nochosh, to bring the Shmira on the Samach Mem. And that was the Teva that was Makel back the door. Yeah. Slowly in the first pasuk, Eila told us, Noyach, Noyach ish tzadik tomim. The Gemara says, in Erevin, that mikzat shvachay shal Adam b'fonav, the kula shaloi b'fonav. Shaloi b'fonav, you only say mikzat shvachay. That's what, when the Torah is talking about him, we call him the tzadik tomim. Oh, but when the Eibush is talking to him, he says, ki oizcha ra'isi tzadik. Doesn't say tzadik tomim. Mikzat shvachay b'fonav. The Shein HaMaisa, they say over that when the Rabbi Kiveir was masped the goyim, he said, v'kev en masped zayin. Now the Gemara says in Moikotin, ochem be'esped the hosom ki'im the v'shas be'hesped, the nifter is veer. So it's the fun of. The fun of kev en zog in mikzah shlo. That's the heter to be able to even start talking about the goyim. Because it's the fun of. The fun of kev en zog in mikzah shlo. But that's what the Gemara says, is that the first pasuk was shaloi b'fonav, he called him a tzadik tomim. Now, pasuk you learn tzadik tomim is one thing, that it wasn't stam a tzadik, it's like a darga, a tzadik tomim. Aggressor a darga, and the shleimus of tzitzis. The Meshech Chochma says an interesting pshat, says a different word, not like the Gemara Erev Bezim. Tzadik tomim is two different things, there's tzadik and there's tomim. He says like this, Noyach has Bezim Tumayis, he's a tzadik and he's a tomim. The Gemara says, Emes and Avoy Dezorah, the Meshech Chochma boys on the Gemara Avoy Dezorah. The Gemara says, tzadik b'maisov, the Tomim Bidrochav. So the Meshech Chochma explains, Noyach lived in two different doiros. We know that. Tzadik Tomim Hoyo Bid Doi Loisov. He lived for hundreds of years in the Friya Dikador Far the Mabel, and then he lived Etel for 350 years Noch the Mabel. So he lived in two doiros. In the Friya Dikador, he was a Tzadik. Everyone was Gazlonim, Chomos, and he was a Tzadik. After the Mabel, the MS, he could have turned into Mamash an Elil to Navoy the Zorah. He's the Boyri Oilam. He could have took in the Shtelah. He could have said, Ani Vasila. And no, he made Tomim. So he was a Tzadik Tomim Bidoy Roysov. Tzadik in the door Koydim HaMabel. Tomim in the door Ba'akar HaMabel. Later, when the Rabbanu Shlom is talking and he's telling, Oysar Yisi Tzadik Bidor Hazeh. Now, Mikvah Shvachim Bifonim. The door Hazeh is a Tzadik. In the door Hazeh, the door of Koydim HaMabel, his Maila is Tzadik. Tzadik the Maisav, that he's not a Gazlon. So the second door, he was a Tzadik, Tomim, Bidoy Roysov. As I thought, the Meshech Chochma. The Pasuk continues, Eschel Elikim is Halach Noyach. The Chassam Sofer says, we know that Avraham Avinu Be'emes knew that by Sodoim he could be Matzel, and be Matzel everyone if it was Asoro. So the Chayr over here is Asoro. Why? Noyach Ishtoi. Bonov Unishehem is 8. Misushelach is 9. And you could be Mishtach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was anyway the Cheshvin of Avraham Avinu when he made the Cheshvin. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be the 10th. So why wasn't Noyach able to copy, make the minion and make the Hatzol? So he says, Dr. Chassam Sofer, Etzer Elikim is Halach Noyach. Rashi says, Noyach Yisad, Tzorach Sad L'Toinchoy. By Avraham it says, Yisalachti L'Fonach. Avraham went alone, front. But Noyach needed the Sad L'Toinchoy. He needed the Eberstedt to help him. But there's Dr. Chassam Sofer, it can't be the same one. Noyach needs the Shechina ready to be Fazich. You can't count the Eberstedt as the 10th. Noyach, Hayasorach Sad L'Toinchoy. And that's why he wasn't able to get the full 10th. that you have Yesh Dorshim L'Gnai and Yesh Dorshim L'Shvach, Ilu Hayu B'Doyer Shal Avram, Loi Hayu Nechshav L'Klum. I heard once a pshat, you know, there's many Madregas of Anova, there's Ofer, Be'efer, V'Nachnu Mo, the Gemara says on different Dov, Moshe, Mo'oid, Mo'oid, Hevesh Falvo, there's Moshe, Aaron, and Dovid, that said, Monechi Gelad, Nachnu Mo, Ofer, Be'efer, it's Madregas. You know, there's such a spitz Madreg of Anova, it's called Klum. That's like Gorgor Madreg. Ilu hayu b'doyer shel Avram, loy hayu nechshav l'klum. He wouldn't have reached that madrega of klum. Klum is gora madrega. He had the ma'aseh in the Vardari. A new bacha came in the yeshiva. He saw what the other bacham were doing in the Beit HaMusar, and he overheard them. And he said, "Noch gemach." He said, "Ich bin a gornish, ich bin a gornish, ich bin a gornish." An elder that was already there in the yeshiva says, "Kumsta the erste tog in yeshiva days to bish to shoyin a gornish." It's an arda. It takes time. Ver na gornish. Bish the erste tog. Ver min a gornish. Ilu hayu b'doyer shel Avram, loy hayu nechshav l'klum. Well, then this too will come into derech. Now the emes is, why is it yesh darshim l'gnai? You have the option of yesh darshim l'shvach. What's the pshat? There's a melitza that the Velt says, the Rashi's question is, yesh mi rabbi seinu darshim l'shvach, the yesh darshim l'gnai, on rabbi seinu. I say the melitza, but it's a machlekes rabbi shmuel and sanhedrin daf kuches. It's a meroim, both pshat, darshim l'gnai, darshim l'shvach. But this forum explained that darshim l'gnai is to show, first of all, the meroim of the kazakh, something that the Torah is made on him is tzadik tumen. And yeah, and people will still be Darish Lignai. So when you see things like that happening, Zot Avisim, the Torah is not, he's a Tzadik Tomim. As under than a Darish Lignai, it's a fair Tzadik Tomim. Zot Avisim has a Tzadik Tomim. But also some, in each door is what you need. In a door of Ilu Hoi B'Doi Rishel, wouldn't have been, is not a Tzadik Tomim. He's the Tzadik Tomim, the door is there. The Darish Lignai is a limit for us, in the doorway, if that's what you need. That's the Tzadik Tomim of the door. You know, Noach lived 500 years. If you look at the Seder Advarim of the different Doiris, Mi Adam Ad Noyach, and by the way, the Machlokes Rambam, the Rambam writes that Avad, in the first 10 generations there, from Adam to Noyach, most regular people didn't live for 900 years. These specific mentioned Yechidim, those 10, lived very long. Otherwise, people lived regular. And the Rambam argues says, no, the Teva of the Bria was different than in most people. That was the standard. Machlokes Rishayim. Of Avinavi, the Leda of these long-living people, his Bederach Klal, after 100 years, 80 years, 120 years, in the early, Noyach is 100, 200, 300, 400, Mishkin Kim. But when Gemeng, from Ember Gornish, and you can apply this not to Kinderdachka, but to anything, like a person, it's Gates on a longer site, Mezetnish Peres. But when Em Kump the Ganze Welt, he was 499 on Kim. When Em Kump the Ganze Welt, it's not long. And Rashi says, in the end of Bereshis, why taket did the Eibushten have that Noach should wait? That everyone else, Kol Han Anshi Hador, were moiled the Achor Kufshon. Why was Noach not moiled till Chamesh Meis Shon? So Rashi, because if he would have been moiled already from Kufshon, and it wasn't the Smali of an Hador until 400 years later, so there would be a lot of kids, Hoyumatzvich Teboys Harbe, he would need a lot of Teboys. I know the table was a nace. The elephants and the alligators and all the things. It was a nace anyways. Everyone came to but as a Rashi, we need Tevois Harbe. A friend of Mepharshei Rashi, if he would have had more kids, then even with his halakha fine, there would have been a minion. So they explained, yeah, but even that minion we saw by Sloan, it saved the city, not the whole world. And I was like, that's the Tevois Harbe, not for his 20, 50, 170 kids in Amos. But because of them, it would save the whole city. That already would need Tevois Harbe. Because it would have saved the whole world. It would have been a hatzolah on the ear. Now we have to realize that the Dor HaMabul never happened afterwards, but the Dor HaMabul, the Eved had it totally destroyed. And it all started from Vayiru. Vayiru, they looked. They looked what they weren't supposed to look at. Vayiru b'nei Elohim es b'nei sa'odim ki toy v'sein. From that came the Eretz to Eretz to Zahar. You know, from that, it's the Pesach to Sho'el Tachlis. And the Pesach says, the Moir HaDikazach, the Sfarim right, Rak, rak, ol hayoyim. A Rosha, we had this before by the Nachash, a Rosha is Rab. But there's a Shmir of the Shin. There's something there. Of a rak, rak, ol hayoyim, on the Shmir of the Shin. Rak, rak. So then the Eved had to totally destroy it because there was nothing there to save. It's like if there's an epidemic with the Mahal and you're going to try to even save something, it's going to be spread again. It had to be a total Nituk, and only Tznoyach, who again wasn't Mahal the door, but he was able to be the Siba for the for the Hatzolah. The Kliyoka writes, the Gemara says, Ish v'isha shchina shruya b'neihem, really it's Ish, nor the Ish had the Yud, and the Isha had the Hay, and the Yud and the Hay are the two Oisiyas that was Nivra, the Oilam Hazan and Oilam Haba. And if you look at the marble, they were Poyim in that, and that's where they were Nidin B'roishim with Ish, and all the numbers is 15. The Chamesh Esrei Amis, Vayigru Hamayim Chamishim U'ma'asyoin, the dimensions of the table, 30 by 50 by you work out the numbers, it's 1500. Everything is with the numbers Yud and Hay. Because it was a kilkel on the two Oyomis. Of the Yud and the Hay, that reaches about it. The Re'ech tells Noach to the table, and it's a besura to the door, which didn't work. But the Eber says, Matiach and Bahaki Moisi as bris he itoch. So it's so interesting. What does it mean, the bris? So Rashi says, what's the bris? The bris is for during the year of the Mabul. That the payrus shouldn't be near him. He's going into this table. How is he going to survive? The refrigeration. The payrus is going to be near him. So there was a bris. The bris is for that, for the Mabul alim. That's Rashi's job. The Sifurna says a different shot. Sifurna says, it's for after the Mabul. Okay, it's going to be a Mabul, and then Noyach says, oh, and then what? Noyach says, don't worry, Baki Moisi has bris he itoch, noch the Mabul. That's the Sifurna's shot. I heard a third shot. Again, Rashi says the bris is for the Shona of the Mabul. The Sephora says it's for Noch the Mabul. I heard a shot for the Koydim the Mabul. There's 120 years. Noyach hoy yitzorech sad l'toynchay. I'm worried because that's the chiddush. No, Noyach was the emet adam adrega before those 120 years. Borderline. Yesh Dorshin, it wasn't pashut. To survive another 120 years in that door, it wasn't pashut he was going to make it. And that door fell. Noyach hoy yitzorech sad l'toynchay. To keep him for those 120 years. That's the bris. But he might say it's briefly tough for those 120 years. Fire the marble. Bring him, building him. Look up Shatma Kosa. Koy the marble, Acha marble, and during the marble. So the Ebbis tells him, and by Yas, Noyach, Kachola, Shetivo, Hashem, there's a brisk of her, I've heard it, I've said, Zog. Pasha, he did it for the Hatzola. Noyach built the table for the Hatzola. He built it for Kasha Tiva Hashem. I think about a Mishkan, the ganze Zeit, the Mishkan, etwa 100 more, yeah. The dozen of Kashatiba, Kashatiba, Kashatiba. Noyach also, not that so. There was a Kashatiba, Noyach built the paper, Kashatiba Hashem. It says that other Mauritian families didn't have a heter to eat basar. And the reason that Noyach was given that heter is because he was matzel. That the behemah and the chai, he was matzal then. So they asked, what's with the dogim? Kol Hashem Bakarova Mason. The dogim survived out of the table. What's hotas to the Hatzolah of Noyach? The Shad is poshut. Vot nishki ben the Hatzolah of Noyach with the table, the Ebrister wasn't going to leave an aquarium with fish. It wasn't in the table of the Hatzolah of Noyach. Yes. Yeah. Do I got the marble though? Of Ishbetter say that he sends out the Oyriv and the Yoyna, the Beskarov had the Kasha Betzim. What's the heter for Noyach to send out the Oyriv and the Yoyna? It was seeming not to go out until Hashem says. That's why he didn't go out. Everything with Kasha Tziva Hashem. And there was a Tziva of the Hatzol of every min, the min, from the Tmeim, from the Tehoyriv. So what's the heter to send out an Oyriv and Yoyna? Then it fits as an interesting pshat. He says, the Oyriv and the Yoyna that Noyach sent out wasn't from the Zohar and the Kevah Shnayim Shnayim Shiva Shiva Bo. He had a pet. It was an extra. It was the family Oyer and Yoyna. It wasn't from Yenna. I don't know what pet to send them out yet. As I said, it's brought down in this forum. We said Noyach is Shabbos and Yoyna also is the beginning of Shabbos. Yoyna, it's brought down from Yaakov Emden, the Siddur, that a Yoyna, the same way we know the Sambatian is not Mechal Shabbos, it's a Meteva in the Bria, that the Sambatian is not Mechal Shabbos, a Yoyna also is not Mechal Shabbos. Yoyna are not Mechal Shabbos. That's the Mitzitzin. Yoyna Motza, Voi Monoich. Someone asked me, is that the Chokamot? Yeah, it's the Chaloi. The door, what was the door? The door, he says, even the Chayas and the Zabu Lashayna Minim, it was because, what were they, Nenashdol? They don't have Bechira. But if the Messias of the door is Ra, so it's Mashpia. So it's Mashpia. So it's a door, Achloini Yoyi. It's under that. The Rabbi Yaakov Emden thought, Yoyi is Nishma Kamashas. Yoyi is Nishma Kamashas. Yoyi is Nishma Kamashas. Yoin v'layla lo yishvoisu. The Gemara in Sanhedrin brings from here a yisoy that is an azhara to a ben noyach. Not one of the Sheva Mitzvahs, but is an azhara to a ben noyach. Akum sheshobas chayiv misa. And of course, this is a topic we go into in all the coming parshiyos Be'ezer Hashem. There's a famous shayla in the Achronim, the Proshas Drochem, is the Morah b'shmaisa, but it's really already Rishonim and Achronim b'arichas that handle it. Whether the Obeis have a din of a ben noyach or a din of a Yisrael, and if he makes it the Proshas Drochem, of course, kedarkoi boys that it's a machlekes Achronim, and then it's a machlekes Rishonim, and then it's a machlekes Yosef and the brothers, and it's a whole tzugan of a mahalach. We'll go through Be'ezer Hashem and the parshiyos. Oh, but they talk about if Avram Avinu Taka was not klar of his status, and he had to be noyig l'chumra both ways, so what did he do about this? Akum sheshavas chayiv misa. So there's one option that he wore tzitzis in Rosh Hashanah, because it's tiltul. If it's not in it's not tzitzis. Shnayim oichas in betalis, the Rosh says, is ir sheruba akum. It doesn't mean a talis. It's not a halig talis with tzitzis. It's a halig talis because it's in the mission of Shnayim oichas, but it's a talis. It's a talis of a guy. It's a cloak of a guy. A tzitzis is the emes carry. So if it's a mitzvah, so then wearing tzitzis. So on the side of these things, he's wearing tzitzis. You wear tzitzis in Mishas Rav. With chelis, without chelis. Some people are machmir, the balamor. On the side of these guys, he's carrying the tzitzis. There are many other pulpulim in the Achronim. Another one is that yoin v'layla lo yishvoisu by a goy, the cheshbon of yoin and layla goes taka first is day and then is night. So Shabbos in the cheshbon of the v'noyach is day and night. So as long as you do malacha and wait to Shabbos, you still ousted from Akum Sheshavas. The Laila was Velech Achar Ayoy. After Noyach comes out of the Teva, Vayivorech Alikimis Noyach, Vayomel Hem Pru Revu. And then a few Pesukim later again, Vayatem Pru Revu. It's not the Maisa. The Erech Mitzvah in the Torah is Pru Revu. Now you have by Odom Arishan already in Parshas Bereishis, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Chof Ches, and again here you have by Noyach, Pru Revu. So we know that the Machlekes Tanoim in Yevomis, Daf Samach Hei, the end of the sixth parak, the Tanakhama says, Noshim are potter from Pru Revu. Only men are Machoyim in Pru Revu. Noshim are potter. And that is what's the Makar? The Makar is because it says, by Yankim Babinu later in Pashas by Yishlach, by Yomelai, pray Urve, Noshim Yochid. So only men. Rav Yochanan Mabrika argues, says no, Noshim are also chayim. Shteitach mefurish by Adam Arishin, by Yvarav Yisrael Malikin, by Yaimelahem Peru Revu, Yaimelahem to Adam and Chava, Yaimelahem Peru Revu. On the other hand, the Tanakhama says no. First of all, it says pray Revay by Yankiv, and also Minei Revay it says Vikiv Shuha Mi Darkei Lichbosh Ish Darkei Lichbosh is Mechoyim from Peru Revu. Frek Toisus and a lot of them showing it in Yevomis. Ritva, the Rishonim did. What does the Tanakhama do with Rabbi Yochanan and the Brachas Pasuk? The Maisa, they have a deed, pray, Revei, Kipshua, Abishtetach, Vayoyim Elohem, Malikim, Peru Revu, says Adam and Chav, Vayoyim Elohem, Peru Revu, Adam and Chav. Zok Toysvis, the Tzivoy of Peru Revu in the Torah is not in Parshas Bereishis. Omidir, it's a Bracha. Vayivorach, Oysim, Malikim, Vayoyim Elohem, Malikim, Peru Revu, Omidir, it's a Bracha. Where's the Tzivoy? Noyach. By Noyach, it also says Losh and Rab. Noyach Ubon. Marsha asked the Kasha. He says, Yesh and Yashin. It's Posh. Noyach Ubon. Here the Rabbin is Noyach Ubon. So come to Chayz Atosis, that's the Machlokes. The Tanakhama who holds Moshe Machotah from Pru Revu is because the Pasuk of the Tzivoy of Pru Revu was here by Noyach Ubon. The Kasha is that the Chinuch in Mitzvah Aleph says that the Tzivoy of Pru Revu, and he quotes Bereishis. And he says in first, Bereishis, he quotes the whole Pasuk. And he also says, Bereishis yesh mitzvah achad, noyach ein boy mitzvah. The Rambam would say for a mitzvah so, that was just a big balagan with the different gears in Frankel. But the way it comes out is that the Rambam also would say for a mitzvah, in mitzvah reishis days, right, the Rambam doesn't have it, mitzvah al, the Rambam doesn't go, I'll be the Seder the third. We know there are three mitzvahs in the Sefer, Bereishis, Peru Revu, Milo, and Gidanoshe. In the Bechinach, that's mitzvah al, days and Gimel. The Rambam, of course, has them as totally different numbers. I think Berem is the numbers that come out the mitzvah of Pru Revu, Gila Noshe, and Mila as of 613. That is. But I'll go find the Rambam is a Pachkarai, he's quoting the Pasuk. Some Girsis in the Sefer Mitzvah just quotes the word Pru Revu, so it's hard to tell which Pasuk he's quoting, although in the parentheses, I don't know who wrote that, it says Bereishis, it doesn't say Noyach. But if the Rambam also will name on is quoting the pasuk in Bereishis. That means that according to the tzivoy is in Bereishis. So it comes back place to kasha. Yoyim Alahem Pruravu is the makor of the tzivoy of Pruravu, and that's Lashon Rambam. And yet the Rambam, the Chinuch, they paskan like the Tanakama, that Noshim are potter from Pruravu. State of Pruravu Lashon Rambam to Adam and Chava. Taitas ask the kasha. I mean, it's Rabbi Yehuda Brek, but Taitas ask the kasha. He says there's the bracha, the tzivoy is in Parshas Noach. But the Rambam doesn't say like that. The Chinuch doesn't say like that. So I'll third, I will say a little bit. The Meshech Chochmah says an interesting pshat. The Meshech Chochmah says that the reason why Noshim are potter from Pru Revu is because the Rechel Darkei Noyim. And the Isha has Tsar Ibor and Tsar Leida, and for her it's not so Bishmak, and therefore Rekibit the Torah will be Mitzav. But the Meshech Chochmah, Koyim Chayt Odom Arishim, Kodim Chayt Zaytadah, there was no reason why it shouldn't be a Tziva on the Isha also. So Avada, to the Tziva to Odom and Chav, was yet. There it's not a problem that it should be on the Isha also. And it's not a Dik. But for Nochten, it's not the Rechel Darkei Noyim. So the two, we have a deal, pray, rose, and kifshua. Is it good? I was thinking, mamish, I don't know about a Thursday, but first, the Eres, and Teres, al mamish al tyrus of shat. The Tanakhama says two makaris to him, that noshim apotter, the kifshua, and pray, rose, the herzu. If they learn it out from pray, rose, then you have a good kasha. Who cares if by Yaakov it says pray, rose? But by Adam and Chav it says pru, revu. So give me a text, so tell me, it's a bracha, tell me the Meshachach was tell me something. But if the makor is from the kifshua, it's not a kasha. The pasuk says by Odom Arishon, by Yoyimul Hamelikim Pruravu, the kifshua. Can't the spreg and it says Lashon Rabbim. The makor is Shaybros like a tzidah. It says the kifshua. The dikduk Rav. Look at Tosfos Yevamos when he asks my time in the Tanakama. The Dibur Maskil is that he knows that from Prey or Zay. So he says, oh, Prey or Zay is right that it's only a yachid. What do you do with the pasuk of Pruravu? So there's the brach. But if you pass in that the makor is from the kifshua and the Rambam the Chinuch they say it's from the kifshua. I'm not disappointed that it says Pru Revu Lashon Rambam, but two words later in that same pasuk, it says, I'll see that it says Pru Revu Lashon Rambam, but it says Vikim Shua. Akash at the man, it says Vikim Shua, Vikim Shua, Misha Dark and Lichbosh. Pshat Teretz. Pshat is good. There's an interesting Teretz from the Aruch HaShulchan. He says, you know, the pasuk by Adam Rishon, it says Pru Revu Umil Ues HaOretz. You know, Be'emeth is Noshem HaPotter, how is it going to be a Kiyam HaOilam? Like the Rashi says in Yevamos, according to Beis Shammai, that the kiyum of Pru Revu is with two bonim, right? We still hold it, then vat. Shammai says, two bonim. Some say only two bonim, some say two bonim, or ben and vat. In fact, Rashi, if it's two bonim, where's going to be the kiyum of oilam? The Rashi, how many kiyum is this? The crisis. I see this number. Don't work it out. Or by Adam and Chava, and then even by Noyach, when it's mom's the beginning of the world, it was setting up Shah. Oilam Chesed Yibonim, but now by Odom was with his sister. Chesed, who? Oilam Chesed Yibonim. Over there it's Mukh that Noshim should also be Chayim. There's no Rashi, don't worry about it, Harbin Kavis Yish. There it has to be. And I want to say the word Sharfer, that's nothing, I don't know, or something like that. Maybe it was a different din, it wasn't the din of Pru Revu, it was the din of Umil. Pru Revu Umil S.R. There was a Tzivay of Milu, fill up the world. The Tzivay of Milu has to be on the Noshim also. You need both sides to do it. Shtetter, Harbin Kavis Yish. There could be a chi of approval only on the men. Oh, but does that by Odom and Chav, it was the Loshen Rabin. Right, by Yankel Biteray, the Shemus Shvatim, Shivim and Foshas, there's a thing, Kevin Zog, and showing. There's no more Milu. Milu Esar. It's Prey Urave. But Freer needed Pru Revu. There's also a sugi of Abram and Achai, the emes, the minchas chinuch. And the chinuch talks about that we don't learn that the minyan hamitzvus of Abram and Achai is over here. We find it afterwards, and the Torah mentions it again. Chazor of Anishnas to Sinai. But the etzim you have here also, the sugi of Abram and Achai. Santa Ha'ora. Kveger. There's a sugi in Tzochin that the Gemara has a machlekes, famous sugi, the sugi of Chizki of Rabavo. There's a sheet that holds that whenever the Torah says, lo yeochel, lo yoichel, lo yoichel, it's Isser Achila and Isser Hanok. I, in most cases, it's rather not. The Gemara spends 2.5 lot working out. Baharei, 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 Baharei Dam, Baharei Ginanoshe, Baharei Chela, Baharei Sarah, let's go. The Gemara goes through. And it ends up working out, meaning, the Emes in principle, whenever it says, well, Yoichel, Isser Hanok, Isser Hanok also. This rather, there's 22 exceptions to the rule. And the other sheet says, no, well, Yoichel only means Isser Achila. And the Gemara starts going through each one. Taka Isser Achila always includes Hanoah. What about by Sharaniska? What about by Orma? What about by Ginanosha? By Kehla? By Dami? The Gemara parallel goes to each one. And the end it works out that the Kamat don't argue because there's always a diyuk, a makar, why it's a Yaitim and a Klal. And the end of the whole machlokes about Chulshus of Hazara, a famous sugya psachim. For those that are bakan, for those that are not, get bakan. Now, the Gemara had a half of Hari Abram and Achai. Kilo, the Gemara is asking Abram and Achai, it should be Yosef Bahanok. It says, well, Yoichu, but it should be Yosef Bahanoid. So the Gemara says, no, there's a hekish to Dam, to Mai, the whole thing, there's a makar. Abram and Achai is one of the many exceptions to the rule. That even though Behemoth, there's a rule that Yoichu means this or no, Abram and Achai is one of the 17 exceptions to the rule. What? What was the Havmina that Abram and Achai is Osir Bahano? If Abram and Achai is Osir Bahano, that means a Behemoth is Osir Bahano. A Behemoth Bahai. How do you have enough from a Behemoth? Bechla, how do you have enough from a Behemoth? So, the Gemara, that's not the Gemara's Makar. The Gemara's Makar is the Hekish Saddam, Ayotus. Frankly, how could it be a Havmina? It's Abram and Achai. How could it be Nana from a Behemoth? How could it be Choyrish with a Behemoth? So, Zokrabi Kinegar, there's a Kikot. You said. Stay there because you can get out of front of him. Use a car. Who's the track? He says, what do you mean? It says by Shor Shenogach, Umochru es Ashor Hachai. That the Shor Mazik, that killed the other Shor, you sell it for a short time, you split it half and half. So that's not a riot. You sell it and then shift it and use the meat. So you can have enough of the man. He says, Shtay Boy Stachros Beshor Bechamor Yachad. No, Ashor Bechamor Yachad, you can't, because it's Clyde the Hamer. Masmi, you could be chayrish with a shor by itself. No? Ah, so that should be the makar. But Abram and Achai is mutter v'hano. Zokar v'kveger, it's not a raya. Maybe it's a ben pekua. The klal is, that a ben pekua, when it's nishchat, aga, imoy, it's mutter to eat because it's a chelik of the aim. It's mutter without shchita, even the gin hanosha, and the chelik of it is mutter. The dam is a shayla. A ben pekua. So, you're going to ask me from lo yisachrish v'shor v'chamor yata. Esther was a ben pekua. It says, but he has a makar though. It says it's osur to be shoyves behemtei b'shabbes. What about the renewing? Right, the ben pekua. Lihi recheves al hamor ben pekua. So there's no right. Frek Rabbi Kveger. Ah, it says that if you steal a shor, gonav the tavachu mochar, chayv dalde. We know that the klal kol she'eni b'tzvicha eni b'mechim. It says like this: if you steal a shor. And don't tell me ben pekua, because a ben pekua won't have a chiyuv if you shechted. It's already shechted. It's a live walking dead piece of meat that you can eat. So if you steal a ben pekua and you shecht it, you're not chayv dalde. It's already shechted. That's a hanocha barik. So it's not shechted. So don't tell me we're talking about ben pekua. And kol she'eni b'tzvicha eni b'mechir. Okay, so it's not a ben pekua. Okay, who said you had a no? You shechted it. So you chayv dalde. Yeah, but it says if it's mochar, you sell it. You also chayv dalde. Why? Chayiv Malchus, the Isser Hanoah, Abram and Achai. And Kedei Rishosli says that the Malchus is part of the money. So you're never going to be chayiv money, dollar the hay, for selling a cow. And Kosei Ainu B'Mechira, Ainu B'Tzvicha. So don't tell me Ben Pekua. Is the Harai that Abram and Achai is Mutter Banoah, Fred Rabbi Kveger? Why does the Gemara say by Abram and Achai? And it needs a Makar from Dan? Because it's a Mefurish Pasek. It's a Mefurish Pasek. It's a Mefurish. The Maisa is Rabbi Kveger, the Mandach. Someone sent Rabbi Kveger a sefer with a whole arichas for pulling with drushes, with chazals, with mishonim. A whole arichas, not that it was owned by a man, also by a woman. And he had a whole arichas, a sefer, a kuntras god. So Rabbi Kveger wrote him back. Sefer kotam yesh v'am tachti v'chumish shmoy v'shom nichtav ish o isha ki yidah nozim l'ahaz l'ashem. I'm a foolish apostle. Doyle says I'm a foolish apostle. Rabbi Kveger, I'm a foolish apostle. Bring it up. After the Mabul, it says it was a keshet. Es kashti nasati ba'onon, that in that keshet is the ois bris. We know the Gemara says that when there's a tzaddik in the door, that could be matzil, that loyniris a keshet biyomov. He's a tzaddik. So the far right, what's a keshet? Keshet is kino, sino, and chayvo. And that's what brings chet. And that's what brings that every door nochmo when it doesn't come to the tikkun olam yet. The Ebrish Devaitin says, the Emes Volta Gebrek Da Mavol Mav is a Keshet, that he made a bris. Kino Sinno V'Taiva. That Tzadik, that B'yomov, when you're a Keshet Bo'on, B'yomov. Kino Soif V'Tar Sinno. Oya Be Hashem, Sinu Ro. Taiva. Nachi Ibisi, Ibisicho V'Aleilos. Kino sin of taiva, a bitzadik. That's the keshet. You don't need a keshet. The keshet is that he has to cook the king of sin of taiva lemutav. He is doxing. It didn't need the keshet. When you don't have such a tzadik and his king of sin of taiva these is, then the door needs a keshet to be matzah. The Mishnah says, the Pirkei Avos, Asor Doiris me Adam at Noyach, Lo Idia Kame Erech Apayim Ulfonov, Kol Adoiris Hayu Machisin Uboim Ad Shehevi Aleim Es Mea Mavu. Then the next Mishnah is Asor Doiris me Noyach Ad Avrom. But this Mishnah, Asor Doiris me Adam at Noyach, and it says the Eibush is showing how much Erech Apayim, Etlach of 1500 years, 1600 years, told the Mavu. The Bar Tanura, over there in the Mishnahis, on those words, Asura Doris Menoyacha, Meodam Adnoyach, Loidia Kama Erech Apayim. Zachta Bartanura, what's the limud? Af Ata Al Tisma. The Bartanura says, the Chagres Akasha. How come the Abish is giving so much time in this long goes to the Goyim, that they're being Myrach Yomim, and the Shoylat Aleinu, and there's Redifis, and Cherev, and Dever, and Rav, and all Shrekel Chazatim from the Umois, and it's for so long? Dr. Altisma, you spoke, how could it be the Abish is letting it last for so long? Dr. Bartimore in his times, 500 years ago, don't be the spoke. From Adam to Noach is even longer. And it's not true anymore. It's not true anymore. There's an arribet about it. What the Bartimore is saying in Pshat, don't be the spoke, be long the Golas. The Rishos from Adam to Noach was even longer than Abish was Erech HaPayim. Over yet the Zachnishta Zoy. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam should be Yoimel to Rishenu Dai. It's clear that we're living mamish in the Ikmas of the Meshicha. In the Ikmas of the Ikmas of the Meshicha, everyone has to be Meschazik, B'tshuva, B'toyra, B'tfila, B'teva. He had the Teva, Litzach Harayim in the Teva, and Blyvin in the Teva, and it should be Atzola, and it should be Shomer Yisrael, and it should be Shubizoy Chataka, that it should be the end of that Lohidiyach Erech HaPayim, Lohidiyach Lehem Heir V'yameinu Tehu.